Gun, flex right stack. 394 dragon smoke. Kill, turbo, sucker right.
397! Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis. You gotta be kidding me. Economopolis? Quick snaps with Kostaki Economopolis on QFMLS 96LS.
Let's talk to comedian Kostaki Economopolis, week one. What's up, man?
Week one, I'm so excited.
Yeah, do you put any power ratings together, power rankings?
I just care about my Falcons. They're in the top seven. That's all I care about.
That's right? All you care about? Where are the? See, I had the Browns ranked 43 on the latest college football poll.
Yeah, there's. I don't know. I think this is the year the ships move slowly, but this is the year the ship turns around, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, one win might be good. Hey, you know what? We should get on, and this is rare in this day and age. Before we get to the Khalil Mack trade, everybody's forgetting about the Teddy Bridgewater trade.
That's right. Teddy Bridgewater always sounds to me like a nickname for Ted Kennedy. Teddy Bridgewater.
And that was a big deal with the Bears trading two first-round picks for Khalil Mack.
That's a huge deal. That's a big trade. So Mack goes to the Bears. He signs for huge money. He heads to Chicago instead of making that move to Las Vegas, which is good because you never want to be in Vegas with over $100 million. That's bad.
Yeah, it is.
This is the biggest move to Chicago since Balki Bartakamus.
Oh, wow, a perfect Strangers reference.
Yes, and no, I'm not related to Balki Bartakamus.
Distant cousin?
That I know of.
Hey, season starts, though, with your Falcons and the Eagles.
I'm thrilled, man. It's the surprise Super Bowl winners against the surprise Super Bowl losers. The good news, my Falcons' first opponent will have to start their backup quarterback. The bad news, he's the reigning Super Bowl MVP.
He is. It is. It's a tough one.
The first game is green against red. That's a real F you to the colorblind. Tough way to start. All right. Because I wrote a colorblind joke, I was curious, and I Googled colorblind quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
There are two gigantically successful famous ones.
Oh, that leaves out the Browns, then.
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde and Roger Staubach.
No way!
Colorblind. How about that?
Wow!
Also, in the 80s, all the teams in the AFC East had white helmets, and the Bills quarterback Joe Ferguson at the time was colorblind and was struggling, which is why they have red helmets now.
Wow. I had no idea.
I didn't know any of that.
Wow. I was going to say Aaron Rodgers signed.
Aaron Rodgers signed. That's great news. Great news for Cheesehead fans. They lock him up. Their cheesehead hearts are swelling, which is a problem. Cheesehead hearts don't need any more pressure. This is the richest contract in NFL history. It might be worth up to $180 million. Mm. Although 10% of that goes to that dog who rides around with him in the truck.
Yeah. I got that.
Now, we got some new NFL rules we got to pay attention to this year, right? You got the catch rule, which I think they fixed. They eliminated the survive the ground business, right? Mm. Unless you're a parachuter, then that's still your number one goal. The helmet rule, it's now a foul if a player lowers his head to initiate contact. Hey, my wife is 5'3". I'm always lowering my head to initiate contact. Sometimes I'll go a little lower than that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Then you're going for the knees almost there, Kostaki.
Yeah, well, she loves a good chop block, you know.
Yep.
Illegal kicking and batting is now a 10-yard penalty. No kicking the ball. I say if you can kick it, kick it. I want to see Von Miller somersaulting at the quarterback like Mary Lou Retton. Let's make it fun.
Yes.
Browns linebacker Michael Kendricks was charged with insider trading.
Saw that.
These guys are making so much money now, they're shifting to white-collar crime. This is the first time anyone involved with the Browns has made money off a trade ever. And this last story, oh my goodness, Richie Incognito. Did you see this?
Oh, yeah.
He was arrested after threatening to shoot people at the funeral home where he insisted on cutting off his dad's head so he could research what was inside. Well, I'm glad this didn't take a dark turn or anything.
No, not at all.
Ooh. I think Richie might have CTE and WTF.
Yes.
Remember when people were calling Jonathan Martin a wuss for being afraid of Incognito? I think some apologies are in order.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, anything on Kaepernick's got a new line of merchandise with Nike?
He does. I don't know. I think this is an interesting story. It's a pretty bold choice by Nike. I'm not sure that they're familiar with how much anger there is on this subject in middle America, but I think it's bold, and I agree with the premise. We'll see.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting thing. Well, all right, man. Thanks for coming on. We'll do it again next week, Kostocki.
Sounds great. Go Falcons.